here's the sporting goods department, Molly, and I think I see the bowling ball display right down here.
I always thought you were supposed to get fitted for a bowling ball and then have it made up especially for you.
Well, that might be the way the Featherheads do it, Molly, but this store handles a lot of unrepossessed balls that you can buy cheap just by finding one that fits your grip.
Well, I hope you find one. I think it's a fine idea for you to take up bowling again.
I'm not only going to take it up again, Molly, but I'm going to join one of the new winter leagues that's being formed down at Moody Marty's Recreation Center. I don't get out with the boys enough. This will give me a chance.
I'm in favor of that. You spend too much time around the house.
Yeah.
But do you think you're a good enough bowler to join a league?
Huh. What a silly question to ask. Have you forgot how I used to roll strike after strike when I was in my heyday? Why, I can remember how the spectators all rose and applauded when I stepped up to bowl. Rose Bowl McGee, I was known as in them days.
Somebody will hear you.
Rose Bowl McGee, the rare raconteur of the recreational realm, raiding a rousing roar from the rainy rangelands of Rhodesia to the relatively respectable Leechville man, rolling round after round of remarkable scores and routing such reputable rogues as Ralph, Rudolph, Robert, Richard, Roderick, Roland, Raymond, Reginald, and Reuben.
Well, even if you don't do very well at it, it'll be good exercise for you.
Oh, I'll do well at it. Don't you worry your lacquer sprayed little head about that. I'll do well. Now, all I got to do is find a ball that fits my grip.
How about this one? Looks like it's in perfect condition.
No, I saw that one. It's got two thumb holes in it, and I only got one thumb on my bowling hand.
Well, here's one over here that's inexpensive.
Yeah, let me try that. No. That must have belonged to a professional hitchhiker. Nobody else could have a thumb as well developed as that.
You go ahead and look around. What's the matter, McGee?
Nothing at all. I've decided to take this one.
That's not a full-size bowling ball. That's a woman's or a child's model.
This is the one I'm taking, Molly. Let's pay the man and get out of here.
Look at him, McGee. He's got a big chip out of the side there. It'll never roll straight.
Molly, don't argue with me. I'm buying this bowling ball.
Well, it's just that I don't want to see you throw your money away. Look at that price tag. It's more expensive than some of the balls in good condition.
My mind is made up, Molly. I'm going to take this one, and there's no two ways about it.
Well, I've never seen you this obstinate before. Why do you insist on buying that old beaten-up ball?
If you must know, I got my finger stuck in the hole, and I can't get it out. Now, let's pay the man and get out of here. Then I give her the double reverse body English and hook into the 1-3 pocket to pick up my 12 strike and a 300 game.
Hi, Mister.
Oh, hello there, Jeannie. What brings you toddling through the terminal of McGee Towers this torrid Tuesday?
Well, I get through.
I says, what's the occasion for this social call?
I thought that's what you meant.
Mm-hmm.
But I always like to have the question repeated like they do on the big quiz shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you like to watch the quiz shows on TV, do you, Jeannie?
Oh, I sure do. I'm going to try to get on one.
Oh?
My category would be Patsy.
Oh, it would, huh?
Hmm?
I said it would, huh?
What's that?
You'd be your category.
That would.
Patsy. That's what you said, isn't it?
If I answer that question, do I get to the first part, Paul?
Look, Jeannie, I don't have time to pursue this cyclical conversation with you right now. I got a more important game than Patsy on my mind, namely bowling.
Do you bowl, mister? I mean, really? Do you honestly cross your heart? Do you really honest to me?
I sure do, Gina.
Isn't that the silly game where you just roll a ball and try to knock down some pins?
That's it, but it isn't a silly game. It's the scoring that makes it fascinating.
I didn't know you could score. I thought you just knocked down the pins.
No, the scoring is the most important part. Now, you take the number of pins you knock down with the first two balls, for instance. That's your score for the first frame. Unless, of course, you get a spare where your score is what you get on the first two balls plus the first ball of the second frame. Or if you get a strike where your score is your first frame plus what you get on the two balls of the second frame, unless you also get a strike in the second frame, in which case it's the first frame plus the second frame plus the first ball of the third frame.
Mm-hmm.
I say you take the number of pins you knock down with the first two balls, and that's your score for the first frame. Unless, of course...
That's enough. That's the part I didn't hear.
Oh. Well, that's just in the first frame. Then in the second frame, you take your score from the first frame and add the number of pins you knock down with the next two balls, unless, again, you get a spare, in which case you add your second frame plus your first ball of the third frame. Or, if you get a strike in the second frame, you add 10 plus your score in the third frame, unless you also get a strike in the third frame. If you do that, you add 20 plus what you get on the first ball of the fourth frame, and so on like that, clear all down through the frames. Is that clear, sis?
No.
Oh. What don't you understand?
I understand it all. I just don't know how to add. It's kind of like Patsy, though.
I think it was a good idea for you to come down here to the bowling alley and practice before you get into regular league play, McGee.
Well, I'm sure I haven't lost any of my form, Molly. But you do get a little rusty when you haven't bowled for 38 years. It'll probably take me a game or so to get back in shape.
Well, you certainly spent enough time hunting for a ball that fits your grip. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, I was thinking you put your index finger in one hole and your little finger in the other one, but I see these other fellows on the next alley there. They're doing it different there. I guess they changed the rules since I bowled last.
McGee, when you bowled last, it was with a bunch of little elves up in the mountains, and they called it nine pins.
Molly, your crude efforts to cast aspersions on my age by trying to tie me in with the air of Irving Washington don't even have a trace of humor attached to it. Now stand back. I'm about ready to cast off here.
All right. I'll keep score. Good luck.
This is not a game of luck, Mrs. McGee. It's a game of skill. Just notice my footwork as I approach the foul line.
McGee, let go of the ball.
That thing dragged me halfway down the alley.
Are you hurt, dearie?
No. Shook up a little. I guess I need a ball with a bigger hole in it. I'll try this one here. And we won't count that first roll. According to the rules, it's only a legal toss when you let go of the ball.
All right, McGee. Just go ahead. The pinball keeps looking down this way to see whether we're still here.
Okay. Stand back. Here goes.
Oh! You let go of it on the backswing and it went through the window of the manager's office.
Don't stare back that way, Molly, and he won't know who did it. I'll just pick up another ball and roll like nothing happened.
How in the world could you do such a thing? You might have killed somebody.
And don't race your motor, Molly. I just got a ball, but the hole's a little too big that time. Here's one that seems to be a better fit.
Well, I'm going to get way over here just in case it happens again.
Nah, there's nothing to worry about. This one's going right down the old alley. Now, here she goes.
I never saw a ball jump from one gutter to the other one like that.
Pick up your purse and let's get out of here, Molly.
But McGee, you haven't even finished the first frame.
We'll chat about that when we get outside. Let's go.
But I don't understand. You just started.
Molly, let's not converse. Let's go.
What's the rush? One bad roll doesn't spoil the game.
Dad rat it, Molly. If you must know, that ball I sent down there just knocked the pin boy cold. And I'm not sure my blue cross covers him. Come on, let's go before he comes to. Dadgratted, Molly, don't doze off like that. You're supposed to keep the score for me.
Oh, McGee, keeping a bowling score is no great job when you never knock down any pins. I just mark down a zero every once in a while, and that's all there is to it.
Well, I got one pin in the third frame. Didn't you make a note of that one?
You didn't knock down that pin. The pin boy kicked it over.
It was wobbling, and it probably would have gone down anyway. I ought to get credit for it.
All right. I won't argue with you. That gives you one for eight frames.
You don't have to say it in that tone. This is a tough game, especially when you've been away from it for as many years as I have. I can feel myself getting back into shape.
Oh, you're getting much better as you go along.
Betcha.
That last ball was almost halfway down the alley before it went in the gutter.
It's easy for you to sit back there on the bench and make your crude little witticisms, Molly. You're not up here on the firing line under all this pressure.
I don't know why you feel under pressure. This is just a practice game.
Well, just standing up here, knowing that other people are watching me, does something to my subconscientious mind.
I know what you mean, Gary, but that's not the right word.
Hmm?
Conscientious is part of the name of the game. Truth or conscientious?
Oh, no, Molly. Truth or consternation you're thinking of.
No, that isn't right, McGee. Consternation is what the forestry department has to keep people from burning down trees.
Oh, you're completely confused about this, Molly. That's consolation.
I'm sure that's not right. A consolation is what two people have when they get together and talk.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. People get together and talk every time I step up to roll the ball. And it does something to my subconscientious mind.
Well, I hope you get over it. I think the pin boy is going to sleep.
Okay, I'll roll him. Stand back.
Too bad.
Dad rat it. Isn't there some game where they put the pins in the gutter? I'd be sensational at that.
Well, you just step up there with a defeatist attitude, dearie. Just say to yourself, I'm going to get a strike. I'm going to get a strike. I'm going to get a strike.
You really think using psychiatry like that would help?
With the score you've got, it couldn't do any harm.
Okay, I'll try. I'm going to get a strike. I'm going to get a strike.
Heavenly days, it's bouncing clear over onto the next alley.
Hey, Molly, it worked. I got a strike.
But, McGee, that's not the alley you're supposed to be rolling on.
Molly, the rule says you get a strike when you knock down all the pins with one ball. They don't make any mention of what alley you got to do it on. Besides, at my age, it's easier to change alleys than it is to change my bowling style.
Well, McGee, I think it's wonderful that you've taken up bowling and have joined a league. You were spending so much time lying on the cot that I was afraid your vertebrae were growing to the spring.
Yeah. Man my age needs exercise to keep in shape, Molly. Besides, it'll give me a chance to have an evening out with the boys. And it's social conflagration like that there that takes your mind off your problem.
There's nothing as good and clean as bowling.
Well, going to a public bath is good and clean, too, but you don't get the exercise. Don't you get it, Molly? Play on words. You were talking about clean in the sporting sense. I came back with a reference to
clean. Ain't funny, McGee.
I thought it was one of the better ones I've got off lately.
Well, now, are you sure you have everything you'll need to take with you for your bowling tonight? You have your comb and a clean handkerchief?
Yeah. I also got the bowling ball, which is of some importance.
You better take your door key, too. I'll probably be in bed when you get home.
That's right. I'm mainly going to stay out and howl. Oh, which reminds me, can I have 40 cents?
What do you want 40 cents for?
Well, the low man for the evening has to buy drinks for the rest of the crowd, and there's three other guys.
You're really going to be a sport with 40 cents.
Well, that allows 2 5-cent root beers apiece.
Okay, I'll get you the money. My, it does me so much good to see you getting out into circulation again and doing the things other men do.
Molly, you wouldn't believe it, but just the prospect of going out makes me feel better. Most evenings, I'd be dozing in my chair by now. Then I'd wake up to watch a little TV and then go to bed early. Even your blood don't pump right when you do that.
Oh, I think this will make a world of difference in the way you feel.
Betcha.
You spend so much time lying down that you're the only non-invalid I know who has bed sores.
Well, all that's going to be changed now. I may even get into two leagues and bowl two nights a week.
I just hope you do well so you won't be embarrassed.
That's the one thing I don't need to worry about, kiddo. I'll hit that lead pin right on the head every time. They don't call me Pinhead McGee for nothing, you know.
Well, don't you think you should be leaving? It's almost 20 minutes to 8, and by the time you find a parking space and all.
Yeah, and I don't want to keep the fellas waiting. They may want me to give them a few pointers before we actually start to roll. Well, now, let's see if I got everything. Crayon, chalk, towel.
They furnish all those things at the bowling alley, McGee.
I know. It's unsanitary to handle the stuff everybody else uses, especially with so much croup going around. Well, I guess I'm all set, kiddo. I'll see you later.
Have a good time. You poor thing.
I dropped the dead rudder ball right on my foot.
Are you all right?
Oh, I felt two toes fragmentized, Molly. They must be broken.
I'll help you up to bed and call Dr. Gamble.
Oh, that's a good idea. Even if they aren't broken, it'll feel good to lie down. This has been a pretty exciting evening.